Hello, hello, GWA. This is Opalescent, and I'm coming to you today with a sex questionnaire requested by BJohns27. This questionnaire is pretty appealing because he said he didn't want any moaning or sexy voice. He just wanted a girl talking about her dislikes and likes and preferences. So that's pretty cool. I'm just going to answer these questions, tell you what I think. This is all me. So no putting on airs. If you're drinking your coffee, you know, sit back, relax. If you're in your car, let's ride together. Let's set in for some dirty NPR. Number one, favorite position and why? I would probably say my favorite position is being on top. That's what I like. Any sort of position where I can get control, I'm on it. I really love being able to control the pace and control the depth, and I really love sliding out and just playing with the tip of his dick out, you know, just right outside of my pussy, and then just, you know, inch it down just a little bit and back up and inch it down just a little, just fucking slam it down, maybe like a good two or three pumps, you know, and back up. That's the best. That's the best. Not only does it feel super great, but, you know, his reaction, you know, the look on his face is just excitement and disappointment. And, oh, I love it. That's my shit. You know, if I was a wrestler, that's my wrestling move right there. I drop the pussy and bring it back up. Yeah, that's me. My other favorite position, I wish I could do it more. I really love doggy, you know, and getting it from behind. I really, really love that. Just, I have a wonky cervix for some reason, and I tend to bleed pretty much like every time I do that. So, It's not cute. You know, I really try to warn someone ahead of time that, look, this can happen, you know, and unless you're into that sort of thing, then you know what? Hey, I'm a bleeder. Let's hit it. Let's get it all over you. It takes all kinds. being on top and doggy, if possible, I really like those. It's really, really sexy. You ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it? And how was the experience? If not, does it interest you and you hope to get one sometime soon? Like it's some four-leaf clover. I'm hoping it'll come my way. Fortunately, the universe has pretty much only sent me big dicks. I lost my virginity to a rather large penis, and I've just been getting them ever since. I can only say in my history, I've gotten one average size guy, but we were in a relationship, and when you're into somebody and you care about them, it's not a real issue. You know, we still had great sex. I wouldn't say that I'm a size queen or something, you know, but having only had that as a majority, am I? Do I crave big cock? I don't know. For me, that's like my average. So maybe I would be disappointed. I just love dudes. I love guys. I'm boy crazy. Guys are hot. Guys are cute. They're the best. But there's something else in that question. If so, what was your reaction when you saw it? Well, it's kind of tough because even when I lost my virginity, that's like the first dick I ever saw. So for me, I didn't really know it was that big. You know, I'm just like, wow, that's a penis in front of me, like in real life. Only when I start talking about sex with my friends and stuff and comparing notes. And I realized, I think I just lost my virginity to a really big dick. And yeah, so that's my reaction to it. So my reaction was not, my reaction came after I saw it, if that makes sense. Let's see. Question number three. Do you give head? If so, do you enjoy it? Deep throat? It's all making my heart flutter. Deep breath. Whew. Okay. Yes, of course I give head. You know, fabulous. Again, a position of power. There, I mean, is there any greater power than having your cock in my mouth? You know, I, of course, like in porn and stuff, you know, the dude's like ramming his cock in her mouth or whatever. But, you know, in real life, guys are pretty, pretty grateful to have these puffy lips wrapped around their cock. So they're not going to try anything funny. So it's really cool. Not to say that I don't like that. I love from time to time getting my head just shoved down and, you know, a fistful of my hair, you know, wrapped around their hand and just going at it. Oh yeah. I find that I have a very weak gag reflex. I work around it, you know, but I've found that that's actually pretty appealing to some. So I don't really want to exercise that out, if that makes any sense. I haven't thrown up. I won't throw up. You know, but there's times when, come on, ladies. There's times when the you know, you feel your eyes start watering and you feel like they're going to fucking pop out of your head and you're just like, you're working. You're just like, oh my God, let me just keep it together. Let me keep it together, you know. And that sort of like panic in there is, that's actually kind of fun. You know, for me, I'll speak for myself, you know, you really test yourself like, holy shit, can I do this? Can I do this? You know, and it's very satisfying when you do. You know, and you just keep fucking going and going and going. You know, so that's really fun too. But if we're not face fucking, and again, it's all my control, which is my favorite. I really love finding a guy's pleasure triggers. You know, especially with a blowjob, because each guy is different. They maybe someone likes the way you move your tongue while they're in your mouth, or they just like you licking all the way down to the side, or maybe they just like a lot of hand work with the blowjob, or teeth, you know, just a little bit of teeth on the tip or something. And I love finding the right combination for that guy and just taking them to the brink of just sexual insanity. That's just, ugh. Yeah, that's my favorite part about blowjobs, is that they can really be individual. You know, it's not just like put a dick in your mouth and quack, 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 and that's it. No, they're really individual. Guys, all you guys, you're individuals. And I like finding the right stereo setting as it is for you guys. And could be eye contact, something. Ooh, and if I find it, you're in big fucking trouble. Number four, how do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised by how much? Where do you prefer it? I love cum. Yeah, cum is gorgeous. That's the crescendo. That's the fireworks on 4th of July. That's the affirmation that, you know, that you're fucking sexy. It's the best. Yeah, I'm so not offended by cum. Oh my God, no. Whether it's in your pants just by seeing me, or whether it's sprayed all over my tits, which is where I prefer it. You know what? I take that back. I take that. But no, if we're talking actual cum, yes, I like that all over my tits. But if we're talking about actual orgasm. I love a guy coming inside me. Oh, I really, really love that. There's a great feeling of the cock when it's pulsing like inside you, and it gets like harder than it's been like the whole time, and it's really good. And the faces too. I just stare at a guy when I know that it's coming. He's gonna come inside me. You know, I just stare at him. I mean, it's just, oh, he can get so lost. You know, the proverbial he, whoever you may be, you know, just gets so lost. And some get really grateful. It's really cute. But that's probably my favorite place. That is my favorite place. As for a guy shooting a lot, I've never been with a guy that like shot ropes or anything. That would actually be kind of scary. I'm not down with that. But you know, it's a body. If he naturally does that, what can I do? But I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for big old, you know, buckets. I might be actually concerned for his health if I saw that. What are you eating? But all you guys are different. You know, I wouldn't hate on it. There'd definitely be something to tell my girlfriends, you know. You won't believe this guy shot fucking ropes all over my tits. You know, you fuck him for the story is what I'm saying. Okay, so that answers question number four. Question number five on our countdown today. Have you ever done anal? If so, do you like it? If not, are you interested at all? And anal's not for me. Sorry, dude. It's not for me. My cousin is constantly trying to get me into it. A female cousin of mine. Not her, actually, but, you know, talking about it, even though she'd be totally down to help me. maybe not totally, but, you know, she's, I love you, honey, if you're listening. But she's trying to tell me, you know, the benefits, and she's really into it, and I'm listening. But I do love, you know, a little bit of ass play. I like definitely when I'm getting eaten out, that, you know, little tongue play down there. And I love wet fingers just messing with the outside. And when I'm getting fucked, I like to get my ass just spread the fuck open. I love that feeling of just being totally, just really vulnerable. Like, it's possible, you know, that the small threat, you know, that it's a little bit of fear and the threat that it's possible. I got you open right now. I could just easily just trade holes, you know, and that little mind fuck is kind of sexy, especially knowing that I don't want it. So whatever that says about me, that's me. You know, the human sexual brain can get so weird and kinky. And I love that we're all different. You know, there's not one thing for everybody. So I ain't hating at all on people that love anal. I'm actually kind of jealous, because that'd be more of a sensory for me to enjoy. You know, that'd just be more ingredients to play with. But it doesn't turn me on that much. But the reverse, I really love the idea of pegging a guy. Oh, I like that. I've definitely given a couple blowjobs where I've slipped a finger or two in there. And that's really cool too, especially if they're not expecting it. Because you get this sort of, what the fuck? And then, you know, keep going. And it's great when they actually like get into it, because it's really good for them. I like it. So if I ever got the opportunity to peg, I would definitely be down for that. Definitely. So bottom line, no, you can't fuck my ass, but if I can fuck yours, now we're talking. Let's see, what number were we on? Number five? We're on number six. Do you like it rough? Not necessarily BDM. Would you ever tell a guy to just fuck the shit out of you? Think hair pulling and spanking. Hell yeah. I mean, what are we talking about here? Come on. I will say though, this goes pretty deep into what me and my friends have been talking about recently. The whole subject about a good hard fuck. Now, it's important more for a woman. And what we've been discussing is that it's not so much about like, oh, rough sex and, you know, tearing my pussy apart and whatever. It has to do more of being a woman, how our brains just race all day. And we have a shitload of thoughts all day long. I'm so jealous of guys that I really believe them when they say that they're not thinking of anything. I believe you. And that sucks because I'm thinking of tons of shit. Even right now, I'm recording this and I'm thinking about all the other tasks I got to do. I'm thinking about what I got to do the rest of this week. You know, the brain, the female brain is just constantly going. And so to be able to just get fucked is a way to really not have any control whatsoever. And not like you tell me what to do is such a relief. Please tell me what to do where I have no choice in the matter. And then in that moment, I can really let go of none of my thoughts matter, you know, because I'm just a cunt hole of a slut that all I'm good for is just to be fucked. And I'm not allowed to think. Ugh. Like even just saying that, it makes my shoulders drop and I have like such a relief. Like, oh, thank you. I was at, when I really put this together a couple years ago, I was at dinner and, it's not like I was having a hard time deciding what to eat or anything. I was just perusing the menu and, maybe I was taking just a tad longer than usual. And, this guy just ordered for me. I'll have this. She'll have this. Close the menu, gave it to him. And I, for me, I always thought that'd be kind of rude. Like, don't tell me what I want to eat. But at that instant, that was so attractive. Oh my God. Thank you. You know, I didn't have to think. It's done. You know, he relieved me of having to make yet another decision. So the whole liking it rough, hair pulling and spanking is really giving up an element of control, but more so giving up having to make decisions, having to worry about how I'm going to please you. Am I doing this right? Do I look okay? I got to make sure, you know, my tits are up. Is my back arched enough? Am I moaning loud enough? No. If you just fuck me, those sounds are just going to come out naturally. And I'm able to just be in throes. So it's really a gift. Yeah. So ladies, if you agree, you know, let me know. Cause it's an ongoing discussion with me and my friends. And I just want to confirm if that's genuine, you know, I'm curious about your thoughts on that as well. Let's see. Number 7, ever had a threesome? If not, which kind would you be interested, if any? 2 girls and a guy or 2 guys? Nah, I don't need that in my life. I like to be the star. And even if it was 2 guys, like all on me, I can't. That's just too much body, too much. I can't. I can't even picture it. I don't know. I also too, if I'm going to have sex with you, I want to give you everything I have. You know, I want to give my full attention to you and I want it to be all about you. So even if I was girl number 2 on a guy, I think that my light would be that much dimmer. And, I don't want to have to compete. I already had to compete to get you into bed with me. You know, so now you're going to bring her here for me to compete even more. You know, who's going to make you come harder? Are you looking at her more than I am? I'm already tired. thinking about it. I will say I enjoy watching other people in front of me have sex, if that counts as a threesome. I really enjoy being a voyeur. I'm not a cuck queen, so in no way do I want to see my man fucking someone else. But I really do enjoy seeing that. I mean, when does that get to happen? You know, there's places you can go where you see that happen, and maybe there's situations I've been in where that's definitely happened, but that's cool. That's hot. And I really like that. So if that counts as a threesome, that'd probably be the only threesome I would be involved in. If I could, it'd be great to orchestrate some sort of couple having sex in front of me. And I just sit and look sexy and drink and watch them. That'd be nice. I like that idea. I'll maybe think of that for some future audio. So thank you for the inspiration. Number 8, do you watch porn? If so, what kind? Yeah, I watch porn. It's hard to find porn with a good looking guy. That's all I'm asking for. Can't he just be cute? No, but they got to get these fucking gorillas, you know, these really big, aggressive dudes that I would never, you know, the ones that like whistle to you on the street and you're like, no, that's not my favorite. Unfortunately, like the really good looking guys, the really good looking guys that I like, you know, they're usually like gay porn. And that's hard to wrap my head around that, but I try. I try to rub it out to them. But the porn that I like, I really enjoy very hardcore BDSM, bondage and torture videos. Though I would never want anything like that happen to me. Again, I love to watch it. And God, there used to be a great club out here that had that going on, but I wasn't old enough to get in there yet, and it's since closed, but I'm sure I could find another one. But I would love to watch that. I get jealous watching some of these women that are just, I mean, getting tortured. You know, I'm watching this and I keep, you know, thinking to myself, is this legal? Is this legal? You know, even though it's like really hot, I'm like, this can't be legal, you know, but it's, wow, I can't be that person. I really sometimes wish I could, because the feeling afterwards has to be incredible. Like, I'm sure they're exhausted for like 2 days, and then I'm sure they have this glow that's like with them for a week. You know, people probably ask them, did you go to the spa? No, I just got beat the fuck up and loved it. So I love watching that stuff. Any sort of forced orgasms and really dark shit, I'm in. And again, those guys too aren't really that hot. And fortunately, like, the chicks are actually pretty cool. A lot of them, even in their pre-interviews and stuff, I'm like, oh wow, I'd kick it with them. Watch them get tortured and fucked. And then, yeah, let's go shopping. So I like, that's the porn that I like, pillory, that stuff. That's what does it for good old Opalescent. Number 9, let's see. Do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? If so, you ever become curious about a guy because of it? Hell yeah. That's what girls are for. You know, you got to bounce ideas off of them. And this is how you find if something's normal, or you get questions answered, and you or get ideas, you know, more than any sort of porns or books or anything. Your circle of friends, you know, they give you tips and they tell you what's up. And yeah, of course, I have no problem sharing stuff with my friends. I love it. We're constantly texting each other anyways with porn clips or or dick pics or any sort of other just ridiculous silliness, you know, questions or stories. It's fun. That's what your girlfriends are for. But yes, when they do share with me stuff about their partners or their boyfriends, yeah, you look at them, you know, if you see them, the guy somewhere else, you know, I'm definitely going to give him the good old up and down and say, wow, so that's who you are. You know, it maybe he's like into anal, maybe he's, you know, likes his titties twisted, you know, who knows, but you look at them, I think you look at them a bit clearer. That's why I love GWA so much, you know, and the people I've met on here. I gotta quit saying, you know, sorry. I will fix that. But meeting friends on GWA has been really cool because you get that shit out of the way. You know, you've heard me orgasm. I've heard you orgasm. I've heard the sick shit that you're into. You're now hearing the sick shit that I'm into. And it gets that all out of the way. You know, now if you can message me and ask me about mundane things, and it makes it that much easier. So if I know that about one of my friends' boyfriends or husbands or something, you know, it's like a look them up and down and say, okay, I know who you are, you know, let's kick it. Let's hang out. You know, now let's talk about stuff, you know, since, I have this little insight of who you are, you nasty little fucker. Okay, let's see. Number 9, we did that. Number 10, do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is it anything noteworthy to you, or do you just notice? Yeah, that's like a... That's really fun. That's like an extra stamp that like, yes, shit is happening right now. You know, we are going at it. It's like the added bonus of like, we are really fucking right now. If you get that ball slap, it's, oh, that's legit. Yeah, shit's really happening if that's going down. I can't help but read that and think of comedian Dave Attell, who's awesome. And on his album, Skanks for the Memories, he's talking about John Tesh and Yanni, you know, these romantic songwriters. And one of them had an album called The Sounds of Love. You know, it had wind chimes and stuff on there. And he says, I want to hear real love sounds. I want to hear some balls smacking against ass. Something like a boot stuck in mud, only wetter. Those are real love sounds. So yes, hearing the balls smack, that's a real love sound. But yeah, that's definite bonus. It's just a bonus is what it is. That's tight. I don't know, do people get grossed out about that? Like, has someone answered this and went, ew, you know, it's the body. There's other parts smacking it, you know. Let's get those balls swinging too. You know, let's do this. Number 10, ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? Okay, this, I don't know. I don't know. Not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, I was masturbating and I had a toy and it was getting really intense. Like, this was, you know, in my busy girl brain, I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a good one. I could feel it. This is going to be a fucking good one. You know, and I was getting it. I was getting it. And when I finally was about to come, you know, the split second I was about to come, you know, it would have happened simultaneously, but this just took me out of it. But split second I was about to come, I just felt this wash of liquid like coming out of me. And it wasn't pee. You know, this whole time I always thought, I'm like, yeah, squirting's just pee. You know, that's all they're doing. But, oh my God, I had to like sit up and go, what the hell, what's happening to me? I don't know what that was. I can only assume I squirted. I don't know. And even afterwards, when I was cleaning up, I was just like, what happened? What is this? And I still can't find anybody else to tell me what that is. You know, my friends have never had something like that happen. And I've never had that happen before. Not since either. So I can't tell you what specific combination I did to my body that was, I don't know. So it just let loose. So I'm going to answer yes to that. Excuse me. I'm going to answer yes with a question mark if I've ever squirted. And it was by myself. So no one can really prove it, but that happened. And I think I even told myself that too. I said, that just happened. Last question. Talk about the best sex you've ever had and why was it so great? Well, there's different levels of sex. There's different categories. You know, there's the casual fuck that didn't mean anything, but God damn it, it was so hot. There's that. There's, you know, the sex that I'm having now. That's really amazing. I will say for main reason being my age. I'm 35, about to be 36 next month, or this month, January. Yeah, Capricorns, unite. But I will say now that I at this level in my life, I know my body so well. I, in my teens, you know, just sex would just be something totally new and, you know, fun and it felt good. And you're just like, yeah, sex, you know, 20s sex like got better and I don't know, you're starting to get more of an awareness of things that you like and things that you don't like and learning techniques that do it for you. You know, you're starting to really learn your body. Whereas I think at this age, I know my body and I know what I like. And that's an awesome place to be. And I love asking other women in their 30s as well, you know, taking them by the hand and go, is the sex amazing? And they go, oh my God, you know, there's something about this age that the orgasms are just amplified. You know, if you're listening to this right now, ladies, and you're in your mid 20s and you think you're having good orgasms, you just wait. They get even fucking better. It's just nuts. It's fucking nuts. And I love it. But the best sex I've ever had on top of this new awareness of my body is with the partner I have now. He's the best, you know, and you can have the best orgasms in your life and you can learn to manipulate yourself until you squirt. But in all honesty, there's no greater sex or orgasm than being with someone that you absolutely trust and love. It all comes down to love, people. The connection that you have with somebody doing that is way more intense, you know. And of course, that's what we're, I'll speak for myself. Of course, that's what I've always been looking for, is that. You know, so you might ask, you know, if I'm so sexually satisfied and you're having the best sex of your life, why are you here? Because I'm fucking horny. I still want, even though those are good ones, I still want more orgasms. And my brain is constantly filled with, I hate the word fantasy, but I guess there's no other word. But it's just constantly filled with fantasy and constantly, I mean, if I'm not listening to music, I'm listening to you all on GWA. If I've caught up on all my social media, I'm just looking at porn, and I'm just constantly, constantly sexed up. I really have a minimum of 2 orgasms a day. You know, if I can get, you know, a good day is a good 5. That's a good day. And that's not all that uncommon. So I have just a huge, huge sex drive right now. And yeah, I'm running my poor partner dry. So having to tap this well over here. So don't let me down, guys. I'm out here. I'm desperate. I have needs. I know you're probably thinking, like, how do I even get anything done? And I question that too, but you know, bills still get paid and things still get done, but there's always time for a good orgasm, whether it be quick or whether it be long. And that's what I wish for all of you. That's number 12. That's the last question on this questionnaire. So wishing you all of the best orgasms. I would be more than happy if some of them came from my recordings. And I'm definitely coming to all of you constantly. God, there's some really good talent on here. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. Helping a sister out. And that's all. Thank you. And this is really fun. So if anybody else has any more questionnaires or, I don't know, want to hear anything else from me, hit me up. Bye, guys.